Mexico, the Philippines, Japan, and South Korea continue to be the top customers for U.S. wheat, appreciating the quality, value, and reliability that comes with wheat grown in the United States. But market development for U.S. wheat abroad often begins with small samples of wheat coming into a country through a food assistance or Food for Peace program, giving millers a taste of how high-quality wheat from the U.S. can enhance their system and even their bottom line. Recently, Julia Debus with U.S. Wheat Associates, the export market development arm for U.S. farmers, shared how a U.S. food assistance monetization project in Colombia demonstrated this strategy.
Once they got their sample and see how it performed and outperformed those Canadian supplies, we've actually seen them now making additional sales of U.S. wheat into that market where they didn't exist before.
She says countries in Africa with rising incomes also recall the quality of U.S. wheat, and with prices quite competitive, are taking advantage now.
And where U.S. wheat has been there either through an in-kind donation or through a monetization project, they're familiar with it, they're familiar with our staff, and so we become more of a go-to supply.
U.S. wheat staff also work in non-traditional markets such as Ecuador, putting together shipments of wheat in smaller quantities in what's known as grocery boats.
So a vessel is going to Colombia and then continuing down into Ecuador to drop off another hold of different classes of U.S. wheat. And I think that's really a testament to the work of our South American customers to say we can't handle an entire vessel, but how do we save on some of that freight?
Consistent outreach to emerging customers by U.S. Wheat Associates helps drive demand for U.S. wheat today and into the future. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.